The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading again from Luke chapter 20, verse 41 through 44, and it reads, "But he said to them, how can they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. David thus calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" So yesterday we discussed how this is a reference to Psalm 110, which is the most often quoted passage from the Old Testament. Jesus quotes it here, but also the apostles quote this passage many times. This, however, is not the only Old Testament reference in the New Testament. And likewise, the New Testament is all over the Old Testament. The gospel specifically is proclaimed all over the Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi generally, but also specifically. Starting back in Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15, God says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This verse is known as the Proto-Evangelium, or First Gospel. It's the first hint of a coming Messiah in Scriptures, just 3 chapters in. So from Genesis 3 to the book of Psalms, you know, specifically Psalm 22, and further to books like Zechariah, we see the gospel, the good news of a Savior coming to redeem his people, being revealed. The Pharisees, the scribes, and the like, they missed it in their day. It was there to see, but they missed it. Thankfully, we have the New Testament. We have Christ and the apostles to make it clear to us. So let this give you greater hope and greater confidence in Christ our Lord. He was the foretold one, the prophesied one. Then he came. He completed the work determined to be done before the foundation of the world. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began." So we who believe are on the receiving end of that grace, and what amazing grace it is.
We really are so blessed to have the complete Word of God and get to see it all foretold and how it came about. I read that Jesus fulfilled over 300 prophecies. We have historical documents of everything. We need faith in his return and our resurrection when he does return. We still need to believe his words that were recorded. We need to have faith to endure till the end. It's amazing how we do have all this physical evidence and people still lack faith in Jesus. They believe facts about every other historical figure, but when it comes to Jesus, they mock it. There's more evidence for Jesus than anyone else recorded. We have so much about God's salvation recorded that we should not lack faith, especially with the New Testament showing all that's been fulfilled this far.
Absolutely not. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 24, verse 8. "Who is this King of glory? the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 22, verse 16. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty.
Well, I'm praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.